Strata peeps, this is episode 131. Today I came into a very cranky email from a tenant who lives in one of the schemes that I manage. The gist of the email was that he had had items stolen out of the car park where he parks his car at this particular scheme. Now, this particular scheme has garage doors that open and shut. People have clickers to let themselves in and out. Unfortunately, he'd had items stolen. They were clearly in his car park. They were on display. They weren't in his car. They weren't in his unit. He was very upset and said effectively, the body corporate is here. The body corporate's to blame. The body corporate needs to be doing something to keep better control over who comes on and off site. So if that's you, if you are sitting at home at the moment listening to me and you have items in your car park downstairs and you think that if they get stolen you can go to the body corporate, I have some very sad news for you, and that is no, you can't. So here's the first problem with my friend's issue. There's a bylaw that states very clearly, and in theory he should have been given a copy of the bylaws by the real estate agent that rented him out the unit. I understand this doesn't always happen. I blame real estate agents for that, but he should have received a copy of the bylaws, and in there, bylaw 10 or 11 would have said that the car parking is for the storage of cars and no other items only. There's different wording to that particular bylaw, but that's generally what it is. And the reason that those bylaws are pretty generic is the body corporate does what it can to minimise fire hazards. Obviously, if you've got things stored in your car park, it's a fire hazard. Potentially, it's a trip hazard in the event of people trying to evacuate. And arguably, it does create a scenario that might invite thieves to come onto the common property. Now, the second problem with his argument that the body corporate needs to do something, the body corporate is responsible, is that this is not Nazi Germany. So there's no ability on the body corporate or on committee members to basically bail up whoever it is, an invitee, an owner, an occupier, and come on site and demand to see, where are your papers? Seriously, we don't have an ability to do that. People are entitled to have visitors over, friends, family, whatever. Everybody plays by the rules. You do what the bylaws say. You're allowed to go in the pool. That's fine. If someone throws a Snickers bar in, you're getting out. But you're allowed to have invitees. It's not the body corporate's job to police who can and cannot be on site and who may or may not be a threat. What do we want? Is racial profiling? Is that where we're going? That's not where we want to be. We want to be inclusive. We want to have communities where people enjoy being. Now, the third problem with this particular argument that the body corporate should be responsible is that even if owners, if the committee were on board and said, yes, we want to do this, we want to get security people that basically stand there and get people to provide their ID documents at a checkpoint as they come in and out, that is going to be prohibitively expensive for the body corporate, for the owners. So what do we think that's going to do to the rent? So tomorrow I'm going to call this gentleman and have a chat to him. I understand he's very upset for the items that have been stolen, and I really wish that I could wave a wand and bring them back. But unfortunately, he's up against it. So if this is you, please go and remove your items. Go and get a storage unit. Put them on Gumtree, but don't keep them where your car is. And for God's sake, lock your car.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.